Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. I am Kim Arellano, flying by the seat of my pants today, running in the studio last second. But here I am, and we're ready to have a really great show. I want to remind listeners that we have a new media producer. Lindsay is in the house with us today. Say hi, Lindsay.
Hello.
We're going to be introducing, Lindsay's going to take over the last quarter. We're going to be introducing a new segment on the Walk the Talk with Kim show, renamed in May, Walk the Talk with Kids, because it is Kids Month on Walk the Talk with Kim. We have a special guest today, Kim Estes with Savvy Parents Save Kids. She's been on the show before, and we're so excited to have her. We're going to talk with her about kids and safety and summer and MamaCon and all kinds of fun stuff. Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm doing great.
And of course, we have Eric.
I am here.
Good afternoon, Kim. Good afternoon. Did I have you worried? Debbie sweating.
Just a touch.
Just a touch. That was the closest I think I've ever cut it.
I'm mopping the sweat from my brow now, but you are here, so
I am
looking
here.
Forward to the show.
Well, of course, any person who's late on a regular basis always has a bags of excuses why we're late, but I do have a true reason why I was late today. So Snoqualmie Valley Women in Business, the first Wednesday, actually the second Wednesday of every month, has their meeting, and today was no exception. And I was a tabletop presenter, so I got to talk about my business and talk about workforce evolution and the classes that are coming up. We'll talk a little more about that.
But wait, we tabletop had, presenter, does that mean
tabletop.
You have to stand
no,
on the tabletop no, as you present?
No, see, only you, a guy, would think that. No.
Well,
no, women,
know.
When you say tabletop, what do you think? Making it nice and pretty, right? And Kim's like, no, I would have thought you were going to dance on the table. Okay.
I was like, see, what are you
thanks
doing,
for
Kim?
Backing what? Me up, ladies.
All right. No, no, my days of tabletop dancing are way
I didn't
long
say
gone.
Dancing. I said doing your presentation on the tabletop.
Like, I
to
did
get
not,
everybody's attention.
Again, my presentation days on the tabletop are long gone.
All right.
And
enough.
Actually, the last time I tabletop danced, I think I passed out on the table and fell and was caught by about three people. That's one of my college stories. I did a, you know, just passed out, whoop, went backwards.
That was your bit part in Coyote Ugly, the
yes,
movie?
Yeah, yeah, except for it wasn't planned, and I'm sure it wasn't nearly as pretty as it was on Coyote Ugly. But I digress.
Yes.
Our keynote presenter today was Helen Thayer. And Helen Thayer, we've talked about her before, but she's incredible. She's 74 years old now, and she has traveled on foot to the Arctic North Pole by herself.
And she's been on the show before, right?
Was she on this show?
I thought so.
I don't think she was on this show.
Sorry.
She might have been. Chris was on this show when we talked about, and I've talked about Helen Thayer before.
Right, okay.
But anyway, I got into a conversation with Helen. She's going to be on the show.
See, I'm just using my psychic sense here predict the future.
So. It just flows, doesn't it?
Yes.
Excellent. So we're going to have a great show. And so anyway, that's why I was late, is because I had these incredible conversations. And as I'm running out the door, people were still trying to talk to me, which, you know, as a business owner, when people are trying to stop you to ask you about your business, it's kind of hard to pull away. But I knew we were going to have a really good show today, and I didn't want to leave myself out of the fun. So we're going to have a good time today. Welcome. You're listening to Walk the Talk. I want to thank our sponsor, Pearson Law Firm. Expect expert representation and a kind, compassionate attitude. That's the Pearson promise. And I want to remind folks, last week we talked about the fact that Walk the Talk with Kim is now nonprofit. So we're very excited about that. What that means is if you want to advertise on the show or come on the show or support a local organization, that your fees are tax deductible. So if anybody wants to learn more about that, how you can help support the great programming here, we've got some things Lindsay and I are working on that we're going to get out to folks later. But if you are dying to get a commercial on here or dying to get on the air and talk about your business or dying to support a nonprofit, we've got some special deals going. You can get that information at info@workforceevolution.com. Again, info@workforceevolution.com. And we'll get that information on the air. But without any further ado, let's introduce Kim so I can calm down. I just feel wired.
That's okay. I was wired when I came in too. So it's like, it was good
energy.
It's a
Kim thing.
It's a Kim thing. And you know, and it is you too, because I knew coming in here, you and I have so much fun when we're together on the air. I was already high just knowing that we were going to come in.
We were kind of kismet the first time we met.
I think so.
We were.
Yeah, it kind of works out that way. So what is new with Kim?
Doing a lot. So, I have the regular gig of Savvy Parents Safe Kids, working with moms and dads about keeping kids safe as they go out about in the world, the big bad world, which is not as bad as we think it is. And then this past year, Amy Lang from Birds and Bees and Kids and I decided to start up this crazy little thing called MamaCon, which is a mom conference. So Amy kind of definitely came up with the idea. She said, we need to provide some awesomeness for moms because there's nothing out there for us that's, you know, you're a chiropractor, there's a conference for you. If you're a sign person, there's a conference for you. If you collect comic books, there's a conference for you. But wow, moms.
No conference for moms.
And what a big
Unless
job.
It's parent-teacher conference.
Yeah, not the same. I just came from that last weekend, but totally different. This is all about giving moms some great tips, tools, support to make their job of motherhood a little less stressful.
Excellent. So who's going to be at MamaCon?
So we have got a ton of speakers, but our keynote is actually Rosalind Wiseman. So she will be our keynote at lunch, and she will be talking about her book, Queen Bees and Wannabes, and about some of the aspects of anti-bullying and those things that kind of worry and frighten us as parents. So she's kind of our big speaker. But then we have a ton of local and national speakers that will be coming in and talking on topics from ADHD, getting kids refocused. We've even simple stuff is green housekeeping. We did a survey before we did MamaCon, and guess what the number one response that came back from moms of what bogs them down?
Does it have something to do with green housekeeping?
No.
Oh,
but it is.
I thought you were setting me up.
I was saying, I know. I
thought I was going to get a gold star. No. Man, I'm sorry. You tricked me.
I did trick you. What to make for dinner?
That's the number one concern of mothers?
That it bogs them down.
Oh.
It's the thing that bogs them down. Towards the end of the day, they're busy and they're running around. You know what that's like.
Yeah.
And then it's like, bam, it's dinner time. And you haven't even prepared. And so people start worrying about that. So that came back. That surprised us. That was one of the things that
weighed down them. I think about that and I'm like, okay, I'm going to gloat here a little bit. I have an awesome husband who actually likes to cook.
So you're lucky.
I'm lucky. But I do get those phone calls from him saying, what do you want? I'm like, I don't
If your husband was sitting here, he'd be like, oh, Kim, pointing to me.
Yes.
I get it.
Yes. He would absolutely get it, although he grills everything. So it's, if it doesn't grill, then it doesn't get eaten. but I do find myself a lot with the kids, just having them fend for themselves. And it is a concern for me because then if hubby's not there to cook, or if I'm really concerned about my kids' health, which I am, and I'm watching what they eat and say, you know what, we might want to give a little bit more thought to preparing foods instead of making them from scratch by scratching open the package or the bag from McDonald's. You know, there's a lot of guilt involved. What do we feed our kids? And there's just a whole big tip of the iceberg when it comes
around
to
food,
dinner
and feeding,
feeding
kids. So that was one of So we're going to have the Make Ahead Mamas there, and they're going to teach
the what?
The Make Ahead Mamas.
They're the Make Ahead Mamas.
Make Ahead Mamas.
So not like making the little shrunken apple head mamas, no. But making food ahead of time.
Make ahead meals. So they are going to inspire
See,
moms.
Mama's got the Make Ahead down already.
I know.
Sorry, that was really bad.
And then we've got Jim Allen from Pure House Cleaning. He is going to be there to talk about greenhouse cleaning because that is another concern for mom. If you have children or a spouse, a partner with allergies or sensitivities to chemicals, it's hard to find green housekeeping alternative cleaning solutions. So he's going to help with that.
Love his stuff. I use his stuff. It's awesome.
Yeah. So he's there. He's going to be awesome. We've got Matthew Amster Burton coming from Hungry Monkey. And he wrote the book Hungry Monkey to talk about picky eaters, which I have one of those at home.
I have one of those, too. Yeah.
The mac and cheese.
Anything bread. That's all he wants.
Pretty
he
much.
Wants pizza. He just wants the crust.
Yep.
But Cheerios. That's about it.
Yeah. The white, bland, yellow, orange food.
Exactly.
Food. Yes.
What is that?
I don't know. It's that anything that comes in a powdery package. But, even more than what we can do to help make our households healthy and feed our children healthy. There are going to be speakers there that are going to be talking about getting our groove back, how to sex for the exhausted mommy, dealing with sleep issues for exhausted mommies, finding your identity through motherhood. So there's things that are going to be about mom focused, making us feel calmer, about where we are at this spot in our life.
And so, when is said MamaCon?
May 19th at the Bellevue Hilton. So it is a week from Saturday.
Round the corner.
Yes.
From what time to what time?
It starts, we have a kickoff at 8 a.m. and it goes till midnight because
On a Saturday night?
Oh, yes.
For moms?
For moms.
Well, do moms stay up past midnight?
Well, it ends at midnight, so they won't quite turn into the pumpkin. But they have the classes. We have a kickoff ceremony, then classes, and then we have the keynote luncheon, and then more classes. But in the middle of all that, we have rejuvenation boutiques. So you could get little mani-pedi, little head massage, little hand massage, get polish change. And throughout that, you can go through. We have over 80 vendors that are bringing gift ideas and things for the home and things for the body and the soul and services that for families. And they will be there. You can just wander through and enjoy. And at the end of the day, we have a wine tasting. And then we have a little comedy show we're doing. And then this is what's going to keep them up till midnight. And they will have fun. It is the Seattle Mom Prom.
Wow.
Yes. So
we're going to talk all about that when we come back because we've run out of time. But you have to come back and listen to the Walk the Talk with Kim so we can talk about Mom Prom.
It's the best.
Yay. We're talking with Kim Estes, the Savvy Parents Save Kids, about MamaCon. Come back and learn more.
A wash of whiskey and water, lost some sugar in your tea. What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see. Mama told me not to come.
Hi, I'm Jerry Pearson. And with my wife, Michelle, we're local residents just like you who have a passion to help those who have been harmed or wronged in our communities. If you have a personal injury from a car crash or a property hazard, an industrial injury, a defective product, or nursing home neglect issue, the Pearson Law Firm can help you anywhere, anytime. Contact us today for a free case evaluation at 1-800-423-8473. That number again is 1-800-423-8473. Or check us out at walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Do you wish you could train your brain to be more creative? ThinkShop can help. For 16 years, ThinkShop has trained individuals at Fortune 500 companies, small businesses, and nonprofits. Learn our proven process to think creatively and make great ideas happen. Our trainings are offered in person and online. Learn more at thinkshop.com.
Have you heard the phrase, "The beatings will continue until morale improves"? To organizations, employees are the biggest assets and biggest fans. If they're not feeling heard or appreciated, the bottom line will suffer. For mission-driven organizations, the reliance on employees and managers to rally around the core messaging is critical for success. At Walk the Talk for Success, we provide leadership best practices, education, and communication strategies for mission-driven organizations. Whether you're a business of one, middle manager, or leader in a large company or nonprofit, our experiential workshops and focused on organizational psychology will assist you in achieving success with your messaging and vision. Call for a free consultation today, 425-888-9790, or check us out at www.walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Walk the Talk for Success, achieving your message through understanding human behavior.
Conscious living for conscious people. Alternative Talk 1150.
Mama told me not to come.
Yes, conscious living for conscious people. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kids. It's May is Kids Month, and we're talking, well, now it's Mom and Kids Month, I guess, because we're talking MamaCon with Kim Estes of Savvy Parents Save Kids. So if people want to find out more information on MamaCon and how to sign up or how to get there or how any of that, do you have a website?
Yes, you can go to MamaCon, MamaCon.net.
It's just fun to say, MamaCon.
MamaCon.net. I know. And there's a ton of information on there. And I might mention, too, the Friday evening is free. So if people are unable to attend the Saturday event, please come Friday, 3 to 9. The vendor marketplace is open, and there'll be, you know, all sorts of activities going on. A lot of speakers will be there. So it's a great time to mix and mingle. Girls' night out.
And what if you don't have kids? You're not invited?
Oh, no, you can still come.
Yes.
because I think everybody struggles. I think women in general struggle with sleep issues and finding their own identity and all of that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of support just for women in general.
I really appreciate that, because being a mom, I think there was something going around on Facebook too, that there's those years when your kids are, you know, a certain age where you kind of disconnect from the world for a while and you're into raising kids, and your friends are other moms that are raising kids too. You may or may not have anything in common with them but your children. But yeah, you need that support and and kind of need that energy around it, because it can be pretty lonely being a mom.
Yeah, it can be very isolating. And I think there's a stigma around asking for help, which was another really driving force for Amy and I to do MamaCon, because I think we want to take that need for help out of the closet and say, it's okay. You know what? Parenting is not always intuitive, and it's constantly changing. I mean, you know, that information they give you when they give you that baby is completely outdated in 6 months. And then it just starts.
And it's information just to keep them alive.
Pretty much. Pretty much. And I, you know, I'm a mother of a teenager now. And so it's still the same advice, just enough to keep them alive.
Any more than that, you might be altering the time reality, you know.
So it's hard to ask for help. But I think that we're our harshest critics. So we're going to normalize parent education and make it fun.
So a lot of the work that I do is I work on personality development and egos and all that kind of fun stuff for adults. And it never fails, especially with the moms. I've never had the dads do this. But the moms come back, especially ones with kids, and say, man, I'm doing a number on my kids. And I just have to remind them that we all have to build our egos around something. And you can't alter who you are. But if you embrace it and actually just kind of realize that nobody's perfect and really believe it, it's going to be okay.
Well, what, you know, the learning curve of planning this. I mean, obviously, Amy and I are not event planners, and we have an amazing team helping us. But, you know, as moms and women, I think we have a slight perfection streak going on. But our mantra has been good enough plus. Mm. It's good enough plus. And we've let go. We're going to ask our moms to let go at this event. And we've had to do that in the process in planning it. Letting go. So there's been a lot of, you know what? It's good enough plus, and that's okay.
I think that's wonderful. Yeah,
moms need to know that. It's good enough plus. It's okay.
So for a woman who is incredibly busy doing all the things that you're doing, at any point in this process did you go, you know what? I got to learn how to say no.
I thought you were going to say, have I wept?
Well, that too. At the same time, I got to learn how to say no.
You know, we have been so fortunate, I think, because we have such great parent educators that we work with within the community, that it was actually hard to decide. We had so much wealth of knowledge and powerful, wonderful women that wanted to come and teach at this. So that was kind of that was probably the hardest no for us, was saying, you know, we can't have everybody come and speak. You know, it's tough. Yeah, there have been some people who've along the way just in general have said, can you help me? I want to get a business going or this or that. And I've not had the time to where I normally would have said, yes, let's have coffee and I'll help. But I've had to say no to some of those personal type fun commitments. And that's probably been tough, too.
You know, I think that's been a trend. I don't know. I'm getting a little bit off the topic here, but I want to talk about this because I've noticed that that's been a trend. For me personally, but I think a lot of people that I'm meeting with, is all the networking events, all of the coffees, all of the meetings, I'm starting to have to really be picky with how I spend my time. And I don't know if that's just the evolution that everybody goes through, or if there's something about where we are kind of as a collective society right now, coming out of a recession. People have been, I wouldn't want to say floundering, but sitting with their businesses for the last 4 years, right, in this economy. And now that things are finally starting to pick up, people are smart about where they spend their time. But I'm having to really look at networking opportunities and coffee and who I'm going to spend time with a lot more carefully than I used to before.
Well, and I think, you know, and I'm sure you've experienced this as well, is it's I've along my journey of building my business, I had a lot of help. I had a lot of people who would spend time with me and give me, you know, information and leads and direction. And so there's that part of me that wants to pay it forward again to mm-hmm. somebody else. So it's hard to say no to that. But I agree. It's, you know, you can get really scattered, although I have become a huge fan of Skype. I'm like, I will. Do you have Skype? Well, yes. I'm like, let's Skype in our pajamas because that will work. So, but yeah.
I have a Skype hat. Do you have a Skype hat?
I think everybody
should have a Skype hat.
I think I need a Skype hat.
You need a Skype hat. So I have a little hat. It's a baseball hat with a big daisy on the side of it. And so when I Skype people, I wear my Skype hat just because it lightens the mood, right?
And they can't see bedhead?
Evidently. That's
awesome.
That's actually where it started, was I was having a bad hair day. And so I grabbed my hat. It was for school, and all of us were getting together for some conference or something like that. And I put on my hat, and that's become my signature. So it sits. So whenever I Skype, I put on my Skype hat.
I think I need to get a Skype hat. I think I need to Skype you now. I want to see the Skype hat.
You have to see the Skype hat.
We'll have to Skype.
Very, very cool. So MamaCon.net.
MamaCon.net.
And you said something about a Mama Prom.
So the Seattle Mom Prom. So, you know, when we initially announced the date for MamaCon, one of our planners on the team says, oh, no, that's the same weekend as the Seattle Mom Prom. I'm like, okay, we need to connect with those folks because that sounds like a party we need to bring together. So Myla is the founder of the Seattle Mom Prom, and she was like, yeah, perfect. And so she's a hoot. Ton of fun. And it is what it sounds like. It is a prom for moms. And you can come in your sweatpants. You can get totally decked out. Or you can do as I am doing. And Amy, we're kind of retro vintage / tacky prom dresses. Amy's is bright orange with silver sequins. And it looks like a giant carrot.
Oh.
It's going to be awesome.
Oh. And so you had to go, you were telling us on the break that you had to modify.
So today,
alter said prom.
On the way here, I took my prom dress from 1985. Yes, I still have it. It's a little worse for wear. It got pulled out of a trunk. It's got some unusual discoloring, but it is pretty in pink, puffy sleeves. I took it to the tailor people to alter it. And I am not the same size that I was in high school.
That's hard to believe.
There was, it's so easy to believe. But so we're going to make it T-length, and we're going to use the bottom part to help cover the top part.
That is a pretty in pink concept.
That is a pretty in pink concept. I think that's what she did. So anyway, my prom dress will
be
ready
and
re-debuting.
She's taking the bottom and she's putting it
on the top.
That's awesome.
So it will be almost 27 years to the day. It will be re-debuting.
Now, are you going to do the hair?
Oh, certainly.
Wig?
I think I'm going to try to feather my own do.
Wow.
I know.
Hairspray, Aquanet.
Oh, yeah.
And
don't get near any open flame.
No. Aquanet was good for not smoking because you didn't want to have any flameage around Aquanet.
But yeah, Mom Prom's going to be awesome. And all the proceeds go to support Postpartum Support International.
Oh, what a great charity.
Yes. Yeah, so there's, you know, and the proceeds from MamaCon, the event, will go towards supporting the Children's Response Center, which helps children who've been abused or have suffered other traumas, and also the Washington Parent Education Network. So there is a beneficiary for this as well. So moms come, they get their own help, and they're helping other moms within the community.
It can't be anything wrong with this.
It's
great. What are you guys expecting? Is it one of those where you're sitting here thinking, you know, we're building this and we can get inundated or nobody will show up and we don't know what's going to happen.
Well, and it's tough with moms because this is not a normal conference in any aspect. First of all, all of the workshops are 15 minutes because we are catering to the hyperactive minds of moms. It's like that sitting for an hour, they may not be up for that. 15 minutes, yes. So they're going to get the really sticky points of those, you know, tips that they need. But it's for moms too, you know, we just are go, go, go. And I think that it's hard for us to plan ahead. And so we don't know. We've got people signing up. It's great. We're moving along. But we know that for a lot of the moms, they're juggling childcare and this, that, and the other. So we may be totally flooded at the end. So we're leaving it open to see what happens. But we are prepared.
Is there a place for kids to go if they bring their kids?
Nope. This is all for moms. Although Babes in Arms for nursing moms of new babies are welcome. And we do have nursing rooms. So we have got that covered. But this is definitely for the moms.
So if your guys are out there listening to the show, this would be a great Mother's Day present and say, you know what? I'll take the kids all day so that you can go to MamaCon.
Until midnight.
Until midnight. So we're going to have this mom prom.
Yes.
Are there going to be any guys there?
Nope. It's all moms. So you can just let go.
So we can all dance in a circle like we used to back in the 80s.
Exactly.
Do they dance in circles when you went to school, Lindsay?
No.
The girls dance in circles with each other because the guys were always in the back of the room too cool for school?
No, it's definitely changed a little bit. It's mostly there's some grinding, which I try to desperately avoid. And then people are all smushed together and you just kind of wave your hands in the air and
like you don't care.
Forth. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I think I like the circle.
I like the circle too.
I think like the circle.
I want to try the
Lindsay
circle.
It's good.
You should come.
Good.
You should come to MomCon.
You should totally come.
That way you won't have kids for another 10, 15 years, I promise you. We'll tell you all the things that, no, being a mom is wonderful. We like being a mom. It really, really is. Well, you are listening to Walk the Talk, and what we've been talking about is MomCon, and you can get more information on MomCon at MomCon.net. When we come back, I want Kim to tell us what's going on with Savvy Parents Save Kids. What's the new latest and greatest on how you keep your kids safe out there? You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kids on KKNW AM 1150.
Hi, I'm Jerry Pearson, and since 1977, we at the Pearson Law Firm have guided individuals and their families through the legal process to seek justice and restitution in insurance disputes and personal injury claims. At the Pearson Law Firm, we work hard to secure justice in civil matters with a network of resources, a wealth of experience, and a compassionate attitude. That's the Pearson Promise. Contact us at 1-800-423-8473. That's 1-800-423-8473 for a free case evaluation. Or check us out at walkthetalkwithkim.com.
You too can lose up to 30 pounds in 30 days with the My Weight Loss to Wellness Accelerated Weight Loss Program. No celebrities, no HCG, and no prepackaged food. See results in just 7 days. We use award-winning science-based nutrition and natural botanicals. For information, contact myweightlosstowellness @gmail.com and mention Walk the Talk with Kim.
Remember the pink tow truck? It was a Seattle icon. But did you know the mastermind behind the marketing was also one of Seattle's successful entrepreneurs? Learn life lessons from Ed Lincoln by reading his new autobiography, Life Through the Rearview Mirror. Available at area bookstores and online, go to walkthetalkwithkim.com and click on the link.
Does your organization crave new ideas? ThinkShop can help. For 16 years, ThinkShop has inspired creative thinking at Fortune 500 companies, small businesses, and nonprofits. We help you imagine new offerings, strategies, or ways of doing business. Our proven processes and engaging workshops deliver powerful results. Learn more at thinkshop.com.
The new mainstream of talk radio. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kids. It's Kim Ariano. It's Walk the Talk with Kim, but it's Kids Month. It's May. And we're talking with Kim Estes of Savvy Parents Save Kids. And we've had Kim on before, and we've talked about, you know, tips and things that you need to think about when keeping your kids safe. You know, one of the things that stuck with me the last time that we talked is, and you even said it a little bit at the beginning of this show, is we are heightened sensitivity to our kids, and we want to bubble wrap them. And I've been doing a lot of generational discussions and talk about that. And there's a lot of millennials that have grown up in the what we call the bubble wrap. And that's just kind of the way it is. You hear all these horror stories. But I remember when we were talking, you had mentioned that it's actually pretty darn safe out there right now compared to where it used to be.
We are at an all-time low for crime, lowest point we've been in 40 years. So contrary to what we have hyped ourselves into believing, we are actually safer now than we were 40 years ago. So that old myth of, oh, kids today just have so much more danger than, it's like, not really. Different danger, but not more.
Yeah. We're going to have Luke Talbot out at some point in time, and he's going to talk. I get the fist pump. He has an outdoor adventure camp. And so he takes the kids out into the woods, and he and I were chatting, and he said one of the things that that he's really interested in is this idea of safety and kids, kind of along the same lines, is that people are so afraid that something's good. And I get it. I mean, I got the call from school that said, you're going to have to come take your son to the hospital because he's broken his arm. And you go instantly from, oh, he might have broken his arm, to, oh my God, what if he has to have surgery and they have to put him under? Or what if he just broke his arm, but he really fell on his head. Now he has a concussion and we don't know it. Or what if he's damaged internal organs and broken a rib? I mean, all these things are going through your mind as you're working yourself up into a frenzy. And there's your kid, you know, sitting there crying because he's got this arm that's going in different directions. So I get it. Nobody wants to go through that. But at the same standpoint, what are we, you know, so does my son never get to climb a tree again, or does it so to keep me from pain?
I think, you know, the tables completely turn on us when we become parents.
Yeah.
And it's it's terrible in that, you know, we want to protect them, but really, you know, we're kind of setting them up to be victims if we are not empowering them to learn how to be a little bit of risk takers, but also know how to safely navigate their world. Mm-hmm. And if they're not allowed to make some mistakes along the way, then we kind of unleash these young adults with no street sense.
Yeah.
And then the risks are actually a lot higher
for that.
Yeah. So it's all about empowering them and helping them through their mistakes, because they're kids. They're going to make mistakes. They're
right.
going to do it. So, you know.
And we can only do so much to keep them safe. We cannot control the world.
I know.
Unfortunately. But tell us what's going on this month with Savvy Parents Save Kids.
So we are, you know, kind of looking down the barrel of the end of the school year. And the parents are kind of freaking out a little, which is great. They should be, because it's like, whoa, we got a bunch of big changes coming up. And one of them is kids staying home alone. So where you may have had a 12-year-old last year that did not stay home alone, you have a 13-year-old this year that's going to be spending maybe significant amount of time home alone, or maybe, you know, maybe a slightly younger child, and they haven't really had practice. So that has been a really hot topic with my Savvy Parents this year, or this this past month or so, is getting kids ready for that home alone stay, and practicing and learning about safety tips and what they need to know and what parents need to know to make that kind of transitional not scary, and also so they don't burn your house down.
Well, yeah, that would not be good.
No.
We don't want to burn down a house. Yeah,
That's why I say no microwave popcorn.
Really?
Yeah.
That's one of your tips?
That's one of my tips. I say that's a banned food in our house, because I said, you know, it takes 3 seconds of turning your head away from the microwave and then popcorn burns.
Mm-hmm.
It's so persnickety. It's such a temperamental food.
Yes.
So I said, yeah, no microwave popcorn.
Because it makes the house stink too.
Terrible.
Yes.
Hate that.
Just
smell.
Get the air popper. It's so much easier and more
delicious.
That's
what I think.
That's true. Do they still sell those?
Yep. They still do.
I need to get one.
Get them for like a dollar at Goodwill anyway.
That's true. I should have my husband.
somebody bought and used
little,
it three times.
A little freaky
just,
about
they just
those
put
bags.
Popcorn seeds in. Yeah. It's easy.
The yeah, but the little butter thing up at the top, that gets kind of gnarly. But
wash
no, I hear
the
you.
Butter
yes.
Thing.
Yes. No, I hear you. Right. For a dollar, you can have an air popper. But I do believe that microwave popcorn versus air popper popcorn, I think the microwave popcorn's better.
Really?
Yeah. It's all the oil and the grease and the fat.
Yeah.
Ugh. Air pop.
And the
pop
weird
is
plastic
too...
lining of the bags.
Yeah, there's
it's
just...
a flavor seal.
That's what it is. It's all the fake.
All the carcinogens.
Right, exactly. That tastes so good.
Well, you know, we've taken to taking a quarter cup of raw kernels and sticking them in a plain paper bag, like a lunch bag. Rolling it and putting it in the microwave.
There you go.
And that works.
I didn't even know that worked.
Just as well.
Oh, there you go.
So
now I'm with you, Eric. I do the air pop popcorn too. But
it's
you know,
much
the other thing that you can do if you want to talk about starting a fire is just actually putting some oil in a pan and popping it that way. That's the best.
Oh, there you go.
That's, yeah, messy.
Yeah, kids probably shouldn't do that.
No, we don't recommend that kids pop their own popcorn. So what are some other tips? So the big question that I have is, how old is old enough to stay home alone? And
so,
I think we talked, and there's no law.
There's no law, right? That's one of my myth busters that I do at the beginning of the workshop is I say, you know, what do you think? And I think because the babysitting class is it, that they offer around, you know, the city is around 12 years old. So somehow that has kind of stuck as the golden age. And it is a really good marker age, but there is no actual law. The recommendation for Washington State is age 10. But we all know that you can have an incredibly responsible 7-year-old and you can have a 17-year-old that you can't leave in a room with a box of matches.
Right.
So it's really up to the parents to gauge their own child's maturity and readiness, and also look at your own living circumstances. You know, you may live in an area where it's a little more risky or dangerous versus maybe an area that's not so dangerous. So you, it's really up to the parents. But so age 10 is the recommendation. I always say start easy with daytime, short periods of time. Do not make a big date plan for that evening for the first maiden voyage of staying home alone, because that might not work out well for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the other big one that I think is really important to talk about is when somebody comes to the door. Every time parents say, well, I tell my kids, do you just ignore it? And I'm like, okay, but what if somebody is casing your home to break in? And they ring that doorbell and there's no answer. What do they think is going on in that house? Nothing. There's no one there. So you really don't want your kids to be caught in a home invasion. So the most important thing is that they use in a strong voice, they acknowledge the door. They don't open it. We're still very clear. You don't open the door. And this is good advice for adults as well. You say, who is it? I can't help you. And then you just walk away. Because I think even for adults to get in the practice of just not opening the door.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? And what kind of modeled behavior is that for your kids?
Right.
You just don't open the door to people you don't know.
Who is it? I can't help you.
And then walk away.
And didn't you say you tape this to the inside of your door?
Tape it on the inside of the door.
That's a great idea.
Yep.
Very cool idea.
Yep. I think that's good. But yeah, small bits.
Yeah.
15, 20 minutes to start and then work your way up.
What about taking care of younger siblings?
I say that if you have kids that do not get along, then no, they shouldn't be left home alone. I also think that it is a lot to ask of a newly minted stay home alone 12-year-old to care for a 2-year-old. It's a lot of responsibility. But I think if you have two kids close in age, like a 9 and a 12-year-old, and they get along pretty well, it's probably pretty safe. And I think, you know, but you have to gauge that. But if they do fight, no, it's a no-go.
I have a 7-year-old and a 10-year-old, and it depends.
Right. There's, you know, sometimes if the choice is between going to, you know, the doctor's office with mom or Home Depot on a sunny day, they may get their act together and act nicely because they'd rather stay home and watch movies or play video games or whatever versus going with you.
Do something like that.
Yeah.
There you go. So all these exciting things happening for you.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm very happy for you. So if somebody wants to learn more about Savvy Parents Safe Kids, how do they get a hold of you?
Go to the website, SavvyParentsSafeKids.com. And on there, I have an events page. So I have a lot of free workshops that come up this time of year. And some of them, like at Kids Quest Museum at Marketplace Mall here in Bellevue, they offer childcare. So that's great. Both parents can come and the workshop is free. So I just say go to the SavvyParentsSafeKids.com website. There's a ton of downloadable information on safety. And then, you know, the classes that are open and free for parents to come and attend.
Mm-hmm. What's been, over the last year, the question asked most frequently?
Oh, that's a good question. I get a lot of questions still, even though it's not really my expertise, but a lot about internet safety.
Oh.
That's a big one. And, you know, I think how I tie that into overall safety is I think ultimately for the best chance for our kids to be safe is to keep open communication with our kids. Be the askable parent. And I think that that goes into all aspects of safety, whether it's, you know, body safety or internet safety. If you have that open communication with your child and they know your values around safety, whether it's on the internet or playing out in the neighborhood, that really helps pave the way for them to make better choices and for you to be aware of what's going on.
There you go.
Yeah, parents are very scared of Facebook.
Well, there's stuff that comes up on Facebook that makes me curl, and I usually don't get scared that easy, but I look at some of the stuff and go, really? Yeah. Ouch. I don't want my kids seeing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Painful.
I agree.
Well, we'll have you back on. We'll talk more about that. Thanks for coming, Kim.
Thanks for having me on.
So again, mamacon.net.
Yes, and free Friday on the to come out and join us on the 18th, and then tickets for sale for the 19th. So yeah, mamacon.net.
Mamacon.net. We'll put that information on Walk the Talk with Kim. Actually, Lindsay will put that information on Walk the Talk with Kim. I'm so excited. Lindsay's my new media director, media producer for the Walk the Talk with Kim show. So you're going to be seeing lots of great stuff from Lindsay. And when we come back, we're going to be opening a new segment, and it's Questions with Lindsay. I don't even know what it's called, but she's going to tell us. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim on KKNW AM 1150.
Mountside Gymnastics Academy is now open in North Bend, offering gymnastics classes and summer camps to get your little ones and big ones moving this spring and summer. From recreation classes to competitive team, they have the gymnastics scene covered in the valley. Visit them online at www.mountsidegymnasticsacademy.com or call 425-292-3152. Get your kids flipping and twisting into summer.
Hi, I'm Jerry Pearson, and at our firm, whether we're working on an automobile crash case or helping a client who's been injured by a defective product, we focus on justice. We're passionate about serving our clients. Our successful approach focuses on the right issue at the right time, with the best tools and expertise available. We focus on collaboration and cooperation. Clients support that process, and they respect our abilities to manage the legal process, to demystify it, and to explain choices and opportunities, and also their responsibilities. Contact us at 1-800-423-8473 or PearsonLawFirm.com. That's PearsonLawFirm.com. Or you can check us out at WalkTheTalkWithKim.com.
Does your organization crave new ideas? ThinkShop can help. For 16 years, ThinkShop has inspired creative thinking at Fortune 500 companies, small businesses, and nonprofits. We help you imagine new offerings, strategies, or ways of doing business. Our proven processes and engaging workshops deliver powerful results. Learn more at thinkshop.com.
Hello, this is Kim Ariano of Walk the Talk with Kim. The reality is staggering. South Africa has one of the highest incidences of HIV/AIDS in the world. This fact results in millions of orphans left in the care of other family members, friends, or fending for themselves in child-headed households. Focus on Itemba offers orphans and vulnerable children a new direction in life through loving foster care homes with committed parents and a real opportunity for a good education. Please consider sponsoring a child to receive the needed stability to change their world. Go to itembakids.org or follow the links from walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Lose up to 30 pounds in 30 days and be that sexy Valentine again. We offer a rapid, effective, and safe program that transforms your health as fast as it transforms your body. For information, contact myweightloss2wellness@gmail.com and mention Walk the Talk with Kim.
Radio for your body, mind, and spirit. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. Welcome back to our final segment. And I wanted to bring Lindsay back on. Lindsay Masters is my partner in crime these days. And Lindsay is a millennial just starting college. And I needed some help and she was available to help me. And so we've done some brainstorming and I have complete trust and faith in her ability to see things from a completely different perspective. And we got to talking and one of the things that was missing on Walk the Talk with Kim is I often highlight nonprofit and community-based and mission-driven organizations, but very rarely did I ever really get a chance to talk about my own business, my own company. And I get a lot of questions. I get people who call in and people who, you know, ask me questions on the outside of life. And when Lindsay and I got to talking, we thought, you know, there's a lot of these things that pop up that are really about a mission-driven life. And they're really about making sure, and it's especially important with the millennial generation. I mean, it's important with all generations. But the millennials have this kind of innate ability or innate vision with this idea that we can take our work life and we can take what it is that drives us, that's our passion, and we can put them together. We don't have to separate them anymore. And a lot of that comes from how the internet and digital networking and everything else is ingrained in their bones. So they see things a little bit differently than the rest of us, and we can certainly learn a lot from it. So one of the things that we decided we were going to do is start a new segment on Walk the Talk with Kim. And I handed the reins over to Lindsay and I said, bring your perspective and bring your brain to this. So, Lindsay, what'd you come up with?
Well, we came up with something like an Ask Abby format for this new segment called Working to Live.
Yes.
And
instead of living to work.
Exactly.
Yes.
Which is something that Americans tend to do a lot, and it creates a lot of unnecessary stress, and that goes really bad places health-wise and personal life-wise.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah. So we are taking questions from people, from our listeners, from our fans on Facebook, and we have a mailbag.
Yay!
And we are going to be answering these questions on the air, and we're going to start kind of a question-answer session, and hopefully we'll end up in a place where we can get people actually calling in. We'll do a call-in show once a month is our ultimate goal.
That's awesome. And we will be changing the format of this possibly at some point as it goes, but I'm very anxious to get started. So what did we get from questions already?
All right. So we got someone named Denise who wrote in, Dear Kim, I work in a very successful firm and love my job. I'm part of a project initiative team, and we have meetings every other week to discuss new projects and check in on existing ones. Since I'm a very determined and dedicated young woman, I enjoy these meetings immensely because they're teeming with possibility and potential. However, when I hear an idea that I want to tackle myself, my brain starts going crazy with different directions I would take the project. Next thing I know, I come back to the group from my la-la land, and they're talking about something completely different, and I have no clue as to what was discussed. It's so embarrassing to have to ask a colleague what they talked about during that time, and I'm starting to run out of creative excuses. How do I keep my focus the entire meeting and push off those thoughts until after the meeting? Thanks, Denise.
So the idea here is that somebody is in this meeting with a bunch of cohorts, and then your right brain starts to fire. So for those of you that aren't aware of how our brains are developed, we've got the left side of our brain, which is our very analytical process-focused side of our brain. It's the one that does math and likes it. And then we've got the other side of our brain, which is our very creative, right-thinking kind of our brain. The right brain, our creative side of our brain, is really, really connected to our feelings and our emotion response. And so when we are having these moments of inspiration where things are feeling really good, it feels better for us. The path of least resistance for us is to get into our head, into our creativity. And so all of these things are starting to happen in our brain, and our brains are firing, and usually it's not linear. So it's not like, well, the first thing I need to do is this, and then I need to do this. And then it's usually a spurt of inspiration, what we call it, or your brain's on fire. And so all these ideas kind of come at you at once, and you get inspired by them, and your emotions go, and everything goes, and your left brain gets left behind. It gets shut off. So what we want to try and do is not necessarily say, okay, don't think that way or stop thinking that way until after, because you're going to lose it then. You're going to lose the inspiration. And plus, it's no fun. You don't want to keep telling your right brain, no, you shouldn't do that, or no, you can't do that. Or, you know, for example, it would be really, really great to go live my passion, but I've got to pay the mortgage. We don't want to have this be a situation of and or. We need a situation of both. So what I would recommend specifically for that particular purpose is a little post-it notes with a Sharpie. I know this sounds really, really silly, but stay with me on this. And as you're having these brainstorming ideas that are coming into your head, just jot on the post-it note a word or a phrase or a feeling or draw a picture, whatever it is, just to get it out. Because once you get it out, then you can free your brain, your left brain, to kind of come back in and keep you engaged in the conversation. If you keep it bottled up and you keep it locked up, you're just going to get what we call that monkey brain. You got to get it out somehow. And for people that are highly creative, highly intuitive, And very much into what it sounds like Denise's, where she's just really loving being in this group environment. She's very stimulated by that. So it would make sense that all these really great innovative ideas come to her during these meetings. So I would use the sticky note idea. And then after the meeting, now she's got, you know, 10 or 12 of these sticky notes with these words that she's going to understand. But then she's got something that she can hand over to the left brain and say, okay, do something with these. And the left brain can go to work organizing them, putting them in order, trying to figure out what the next steps are, maybe looking at it and go, that sounded better and doesn't really fit right now. I'm going to put it over here in the parking lot. So that would be one kind of tool or trick or something that she might be able to actually do in that meeting that might be helpful for her. Because you don't want to disengage, but you don't want to shut off your right brain either. That's very, right brain's not happy when you do that.
I think I need to walk around with a packet of Post-it notes then, because I do this a lot.
I highly recommend it. I actually work with some of my counseling clients and we use this. And it's because for a great many of us, especially those of us that lean a little bit more to the right brain side of thinking, we're not really great at things like organization. We're not really great at things like step 1, 2, 3, 4 in order. We have a tendency to jump around quite a bit, which can frustrate our left brain counterparts, especially those that we're married to, because we have a tendency to marry our opposite. But for right brain people, the ability of the left brain to actually come in and organize right brain thought is something that needs to be developed. We don't want to kill our right brain, but at the same standpoint, if we let it run amok, then we don't ever get anything done. And we actually get quite frustrated because we'll have all these creative ideas and thoughts running around in our head and nothing gets done. And so using the sticky notes and just at least getting it out of your head onto a piece of paper and then organizing it later has done a world of good for people like me and other people that I've worked with, my clients that are stuck. It helps a lot.
Very awesome.
Yep.
I'll have to try that.
Yep. That's one tip. The other tip that I would recommend for that particular type of scenario is a tip we call suspension of attention or hovering attention. And what that is where you get so stuck in your head, where you're thinking and you're completely not conscious of your emotions and your feelings, and you're not conscious of where you are. And people will notice that this will happen, for example, if they're watching TV or they're watching a really, really super good movie, and you're focused totally on that movie and you're completely oblivious that you're even sitting on your couch in your living room. In some cases, we're eating unconsciously while we're watching these movies. All of these things are happening. And that'll happen in a meeting too, is you'll be so completely lost in this movie of your head, of this, you know, idea that you have going on, that you're missing everything else. I say that you can still have that idea and you can still have those things going on inside your brain, but still be present. And the way that you do that is do something very simple to re-engage you in your environment. And that could be thinking about your foot on the floor. It could be thinking about, you know, your back against the chair, anything that kind of brings that reality that there is something else going on besides just the thoughts in your head. That really kind of helps. And that actually brings us to, on May 21st, I'm going to be holding a free class in Issaquah that's going to be focused on how to suspend attention, not only in those types of environments, but also in environments where you're having difficult conversations and difficult things going on.
I'm in that class right now, and it's absolutely wonderful. And I'm starting to practice using suspension of attention and realizing when I need to use it. So I would definitely recommend that class.
Well, thank you very much, Lindsay. We're going to have that information on Walk the Talk with Kim. That's a great show. I like this segment.
It's
I
fun.
Think this will work. Yes. Very, very good. Well, thank you all very much for listening today. And thank you very much again to Kim Estes with Savvy Parents Save Kids. And you can get more information on MamaCon at MamaCon.net. You can get more information on becoming a sponsor on the nonprofit Walk the Talk with Kim show at info@workforceevolution.com. And of course, you can get more information on our Facebook page on the class that's coming up if you're interested in attending, on Workforce Evolution or workforceevolution.com. So go on out there, look around, see who needs help, bring your genius to it, and have a beautiful day. It's a beautiful